Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名正道。
For this afternoon's service, we're considering the book of 1 Kings chapter 10.
今天下午的查经之后，我们一起分享列王记上的十章。
Now this chapter deals with the prosperity and the fame of King Solomon as a result of the presence of God.
那第十章就谈到了所罗门呢，因为借着神与他同在呢，他之后有的这样的亨通，还有这样的财富。
The chapter gives an account of Solomon's wisdom, his wealth, and his honor.
那也谈到了他所有的这些智慧、这些财富，还有这些尊荣。
And it's an important chapter because it shows how God fulfilled his prophecy towards King Solomon.
那也是很重要的一章，因为这里就也是有记载了神是如何来应验他所赐给所罗门王的应许。
By way of reminder, we can look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
来看我们能够看到列王记上的三章。
In the name of Jesus, I speak. We look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
看列王记上的三章。
From verse 12 and 13.
十二到十三节。
Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
十二节，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的。在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。
Now what we see in chapter 10 is that King Solomon is honored because he's visited by Queen of Ethiopia, Sheba.
那我们在十章呢，能够看到他所得的尊荣呢，就是从这个示巴女王，就是从古时来的这个女王所得的。
And she is one of a number of kings who visit Solomon in order to seek judgment and wisdom from him.
那她是其中一位众多的王当中呢，来寻求所罗门王为她解疑答惑。
We can look, for example, we can look at 1 Kings chapter 10.
我们看列王记上的十章。
1 Kings chapter 10 verse 24.
列王记上十章二十四节。
It says, Now all the earth saw the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart.
二十四节，普天下的王都求见所罗门，要听神赐给他智慧的话。
And you don't have to turn to this, but if we, but 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 34 also makes a similar proclamation.
那在列王记上的四章三十四节也有提到同样的。
It says. And men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth, who had heard of his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。
And so, in chapter 10, as we said, the Sheba comes to visit Solomon for a purpose.
那示巴女王呢，就从古时来的。示巴女王呢，来见所罗门，是要听他的话。
We can turn to 1 Kings chapter 10.
我们看列王记上的十章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions.
第一节，示巴女王听见所罗门因耶和华之名所得的名声，就要用难解的话试问所罗门。
And so what we see is that King Solomon's fame had spread, because of the wisdom that God had given to him.
那所罗门王的，因为所罗门的智慧呢，所以神赐给所罗门王的智慧呢，所以呢，他的名声就传遍了各方。
And that the wisdom of Solomon actually ends up glorifying God.
那所以所罗门的智慧呢，最终呢是来荣耀神的。
It's actually a constant theme in the scriptures. Those who are blessed by God.Are often sought by people for their counsel and their wisdom.
那在圣经当中呢，很有清楚的记载呢，就是很持续不断的记载呢，就有一致的，就是这些神所赐 神的、那些敬畏神的人呢，他神赐给他们智慧之后呢，就有很多从四面来的人呢要来寻求他们。
And that people would go to them to seek judgment on or advice on how to live in certain circumstances.
那这些人要来见他们呢，是因为要求使他们给他们能够使他们能够得到一些就是能够为他们解疑答惑。
And so you may recall that, for example, that Nebuchadnezzar had sought Daniel in order to question him regarding some things that were troubling him.
那尼布甲尼撒王呢，就好像尼布甲尼撒王来寻这个但以理呢，要来求他解梦。
You remember that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he was perplexed by its meaning.
那尼布甲尼撒王呢，就发了一个梦呢，他就要来求问但以理呢，使他能够来解梦。
And when they told him that there was a man in his kingdom who was full of the spirit of God and of wisdom, he sought that man out to ask him questions.
那因为他听见呢，在众多的百姓当中呢，就说到但以理呢拥有神的智慧，所以他就来寻人来猜，来去找寻找但以理呢，要来他解梦。
And it's confirmation of the idea that God is able to enlighten us through His children and those whom He's given wisdom to.
那这也证实呢，神会借着他的儿女呢，来显出他的智慧。
Because often in life we may not know what to do in certain circumstances.
那因为有的时候呢，我们可能在某一个情况当中不知道要如何反应。
And we may be troubled about which direction to take when we're confronted with different challenges.
那因为我们在面对不同的困境当中或者是挑战当中，我们可能不知道怎么来应对。
And so to know somebody who can advise you in a good way through the counsel of God is something special.
那如果呢，有一个人是能够来借着神的帮助呢，来为他来脱离困难的话呢，那他就这是一个非常特别的一件事情。
And Solomon, we're told, was the wisest man certainly on the earth before the coming of Christ.
那时候呢，所罗门王在基督来之前呢是他的名声是传遍四方的。
And we're told that God had given him a large heart full of wisdom.
那因为神已经赐给他智慧。
But what is wisdom?
那智慧是什么呢？
We can define wisdom as the spirit of God in us to guide us to all understanding and knowledge.
那智慧就是神将他的灵赐给我们，使我们能够明白他的旨意。
It is knowing the right thing.
那就是知道对的事。
It is knowing righteousness.
也知道公义。
It is knowing truth.
也知道真理。
We can look at Proverbs chapter 8 to try and help us.
我们可以看箴言书的第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章。
The whole chapter actually deals with what wisdom is.
那第八章就提到了智慧。
But we look at from verse 6 to 8 to help our understanding.
我们从第六到第八节可以帮助我们理解。
Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them.
第六节，你们当听，因我要说极美的话，我张嘴要论正直的事，我的口要发出真理，我的嘴憎恶邪恶，我口中的言语都是公义，并无弯曲乖僻。
And so we can say that wisdom is understanding and knowledge.
那所以智慧呢，就是要来了解明白真理。
But it's actually knowledge of the things of God.
那是对神的事呢，有这样的了解。
Knowledge of truth.
那就是认识真理。
And the ability not to do wickedness.
那就是要知道要不要来行邪恶。
So wisdom then can become to us our guide on what the correct things to do.
那所以智慧呢，就是要教导我们要做对的事。
And how to live a life to God.
那就是要来为神而活。
We're told in the scriptures that the children of God will possess wisdom in order to glorify God.
那我们知道，圣经告诉我们呢，神的儿女呢会有从神来的智慧。
And in fact, our wisdom justifies God.
那因为我们的智慧呢，能够来见证神。
We can look at Luke chapter 7.
我们看路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
我们看路加福音第七章。
Verse 35.
三十五节。
Luke chapter 7:35. It says here, but wisdom is justified by all her children.
35. 但智慧之子都是以智慧为事。
And so if we demonstrate wisdom, then we justify God because it shows God to be right and to be, and it shows God to be right.
那如果我们以智慧行事的话呢，那我们就是以智慧为事，就是能够来来以让神成为事的。
We can therefore say that wisdom is actually a good thing.
所以智慧其实是一件好的，对我们来说是好的事。
Because it's pleasing to God.
那因为是会得神的喜悦。
Especially those who seek wisdom for the benefit of the children of God.
那尤其是呢，要寻求智慧的人呢，是为了神。
You may recall that in Solomon's prayer, he was asking God for wisdom in order to lead God's children.
那我们可能记得呢，那所罗门王求智，在祷告中求智慧呢，是为了要带领他的百姓。
And so, if you seek wisdom for this purpose, then God will grant it to you.
那如果他以这样的原因来向神来求智慧的话，神会将智慧赐给他。
And in fact, we are encouraged to pray for such wisdom.
那我们也来鼓励，我们也来被鼓励呢，来寻求这样的智慧。
Now the main reason why God gives wisdom is to enable us to use it, use our bodies to show it.
那神将智慧赐给我们，是使我们能够从我们的行为上能够来显出。
And what I mean by this is that if you receive the Spirit of God into you,
那就是说，当我们领受神的灵
，and if it's full of wisdom,
那是充满智慧的
，then your actions and your words, which you do physically, will demonstrate the wisdom of God.
那我们所做的、所行的这些行出来的行为呢，是。
Would demonstrate the wisdom of God. If you used the wisdom you've been given, it confirms that God is true.
那我们这样行事的话呢，就会显出有神的智慧。
Let's look at 2 Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Just to try and explain that point, chapter 16.
16章。
2 Samuel 16 verse 23.
23节。
Oh, yeah.Now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom.
23节，那时亚西多福所出的主意，好像人问神的话一样。他昔日给大卫，今日给亚撒龙所出的主意，都是这样。
And so this Ahithophel, until he betrayed King David,was actually full of the wisdom of God.
那在亚西多福背叛大卫王之前呢，其实他是富有神的智慧的。
And it says that to consult him for advice was as if you were going to God for advice.
那他所出的主意呢，就好像人问神的话一样。
I think sometimes we would like it if you knelt down to pray and you heard the voice of God.
那有时候呢，我们可能会听到有人说呢，那当我们祷告的时候，我们会听见神，好像神来对我们说话一样。
Actually, our heart would probably give in if we heard him.
那我们的心可能会非常的喜悦，因为我们听到神所说对我们说的话。
But what God often does is to give wisdom to those you speak to, so that they can educate you or instruct you.
那神呢会将智神呢会借着我们所求问的人呢来说显出神的智慧。
Or to advise you.
那或者是借着他呢来教导我们，或者是给我们这些意见。
And so in this story, we're looking at the story of Sheba. Sheba effectively comes to King Solomon to seek advice.
那所以示巴女王呢是要来问所罗门呢，向他寻求意见。
And it was as if she was coming to God to ask hard questions.
那就好像他来到神面前一样呢，要向神要用要想要他想要所罗门呢来解。来用难解的话来问所罗门。
Because in that moment, Solomon is speaking as the oracle of God.
那因为那时候呢，所罗门是好像神说话一般。
We can look at the First Kings chapter 10.
我们看列王记上的十章。
First Kings chapter 10.
我们看列王记上十章。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二到第三节。
It says, she came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her.
第二节，跟随他到耶路撒冷的人甚多，又有骆驼扶着香料、宝石和许多金子。他来见了所罗门王，就把心里所有的对所罗门都说出来。所罗门王将他所问的都答上了，没有一句不明白、不能答的。
Now, because Solomon is able to answer all her questions, it leads to her praising God.
那因为所罗门能够把他所问的都答上来了，所以呢，他就来赞美神。
Now we can look at verse 8 to 9.
我们看第八到第九节。
No, it must be 7 to 9. Sorry.
对不起，是七到九节。
It says, however.I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes. And indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore, he made you king.To do justice and righteousness.
第七节，我先不信那些话，及至我来亲眼见了，才知道人所告诉我的还不到一半。你的智慧和你的福分，越过我所听见的风声。你的臣子，你的仆人，常侍立在你面前听你智慧的话，是有福的。耶和华你的神是应当称颂的，他喜悦你，使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远爱以色列，所以立你作王，使你秉公行义。
And so we can see that if we demonstrate the wisdom of God, then God will be praised in consequence.
那我们能够看见呢，当我们显出神的智慧，那神就会因为我们的智慧得到称颂。
And now Ethiopia at that time was actually quite a prosperous kingdom.
那古时这个国家在那时候是非常昌盛的。
And we were told in verse 2 that when she traveled to see Solomon, she came with a great train and she brought many things to Solomon.
那在第二节呢，她来见。就示巴女王来见所罗门王的时候，她带了许多不同的东西呢，来很多不同的东西来见所罗门王。
However, when she comes to Jerusalem and sees the nature of the kingdom, she's completely blown away.
那当她来到耶路撒冷，看见这样的耶路撒冷的这个城市之后呢，她就是非常的震惊。
Because Solomon, in his wisdom, shows her how a king should be.
因为所罗门王呢，来，他就看见所罗门王就是如何当王的。
And also how the king's kingdom is supposed to be.
还有一个如何真正的王是如何真正的来领导他的国家。
We can look at a few verses just to sort of cement this point.
那我们能够看几个经节来看这一点。
We can look from verse 4 to 6, firstly.
我们首先看第四到第六节。
And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters, and their apparel, his cupbearers, and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. 4 to 6. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 46.
第四节，示巴女王说。见所罗门大有智慧和他所建造的宫室席上的珍馐美味群臣分列而坐仆人两旁侍立以及他们的衣服装饰和酒政的衣服装饰又见地上耶和华殿的台阶就诧异的神不守舍
Okay, now we can also look at verse 12.
看十二节
And the king made steps of the almug wood for the house of the Lord and for the king's house.Also harps and stringed instruments for singers. There never again came such almug wood, nor has the like been seen to this day.
十二节，王用檀香木为耶和华殿和王宫做栏杆，又为歌唱的人做琴瑟。以后再没有这样的檀香木进国来，也没有人看见过，直到如今。
And then finally, towards this point, we can look at verse 18 to 21.
我们看十八到二十一节。
Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. The throne had 6 steps, and on top of the throne was round at the back. There were armrests on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the armrest. 12 lions stood there, one on each side of the six steps. Nothing like this has been made for any other kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Not one was silver, for this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon.
十八节，王用象牙制造一个宝座，用金金包装包裹。宝座有六层台阶，座的后背是圆的，两旁有扶手，靠近扶手有两个狮子站立。六层台阶上有十二个狮子站立，每层有两个，左边一个，右边一个，在列国中没有这样做的。所罗门王一切的银器都是金子，黎巴嫩林宫里的一切器皿都是金金的。所罗门年间银子不算不了什么。
And so what we see here is great buildings and great grandeur demonstrated by Solomon.
那所以这些这一切的事呢，都是显出所罗门王那时候的这样的昌盛和荣华。
And this is important because it demonstrates the wisdom that God had given to him in order to do these things.
那这样就显出了神赐给所罗门王的智慧呢，使他能够做出这样的事。
Because you need wisdom if you're going to be creative.
那如果你要非常有创造力的话，那你就要有这样的智慧。
And the creation is founded on wisdom.
那因为创造力呢是借着智慧而来的。
There's so many things that we now just take for granted.
那很多时候呢，我们可能会觉得理所当然。
Because we as men have been doing them for so long.
那因为我们人存活在世上已经很久了。
It seems natural to us.
那对我们来说可能 是自然而然的。
And so recently, Pat and I were having a conversation regarding this particular topic about wisdom.
那最近我的最近 Pat 和我就是我的妻子和我呢在提到智慧这件事。
So I asked her, how did it come about that a man decided he wanted to milk a cow?
那我们就提到了那如果就是一个农夫呢是如何来知道呢要从牛的身上提取这样的牛奶。
One day you're walking and you see a cow with some udders and you decide I'm going to squeeze it and get milk out of it.
那有一天呢可能一个农夫呢看到就是在行走的时候就看见那只牛呢然后想着办法要挤出一些奶。
And we came to the conclusion that these things is demonstration of the wisdom of God.
那所以这些看似不经意的事呢可能是已经彰显出了神的智慧。
Because these are the things that he's put into a man's heart.
那因为这些事呢，神已经将他们放在一个人的心里。
And so all the creation that is taking place is because God is putting wisdom continually in a man's heart.
那这些我们所看到的这些所创造的东西呢，其实神已经将他们放在人的心上了。
Yeah, like when we these days we all communicate via the internet.
那比如说今天呢，我们借着互联网呢来与其他的人呢来沟通。
And 50 years ago, it didn't really exist.
在五十年前呢，可能这个互联网是不存在的。
And then one day, a man gets up and says, "I know. If we connect this computer to this computer, everybody in the world can speak to each other."
那可能突然有一天呢，那一个人起来了，就是睡觉起来就想说啊，我们有互联网的话，可以通过它呢来与其他各地的人联络。
And we may not appreciate that this is the hand of God at work.
那其实我们可能不会想象得到，其实是神的手在工作。
Yeah, we can look at Exodus chapter 35.
我们看出埃及记三十五章。
Exodus 35.
出埃及记三十五章。
Verse 31 to 34.
我们看三十一到三十四节。
Exodus 35, verse 31 to 34.
出埃及记三十五章三十一到三十四节。
Here, God is referring to a man by the name of Bezalel. It's mentioned in verse 30, yes.
那这里就神提到了他所招的工匠，其中一个是比撒列。
And concerning this man, he says, in verse 31, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works,to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan.
这里呢，神借着摩西这样说，三十一节，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明之事，能做各样的 工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头，能做各样的巧工。耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵明，能教导人。
So what we see here in this story of Sheba and Solomon is the power of God and the wisdom that he's given Solomon.
那在示巴女王的这个事件当中，我们能够看到呢神赐给所罗门王的这个智慧。
And how it's led to him being very, very creative.
那是能够看得出呢，那他用这样的智慧呢来使他有创造力。
And this leads to the praise of God.
那就使他能够被使神能够得到称颂。
Now in the story between Solomon and Sheba, once she's had all her questions answered, she then returns back to her country.
那在示巴女王所她的问题呢都得到了答复以后呢，她就回到古实。
We're told in 1 Kings 13 that Solomon gave her everything she wanted and was very generous towards her.
那在十三章呢？列王记上十三章呢？那所罗门王就把示巴女王所要的东西都给她。
I think I'm not sure, but I think this is the first time that Ethiopia is mentioned in the scriptures.
那这好像是第一次呢，古实在这是第一次呢，古实在这里提到。
Certainly in terms of its ruler. Certainly in terms of its ruler, the Ethiopian ruler.
那就是提到了古实的这个王。
And it made me think that a relationship must then have been established between Ethiopia and Judah or Jerusalem, which lasted all the way to the time of Christ.
那就让我可能在那时候呢，那这个古实还有以色列的这样的犹大，还有耶路撒冷呢，就这样的建立了关系。
Because you remember when Philip baptizes the Ethiopian eunuch, he was an envoy of the queen Bernice, I think her name was.
那就是我们看到在《使徒行传》的时候呢，就提到了腓力向这个埃提啊，就是古实的这个
Actually, let's look at Acts chapter 8.
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Verse 27, I think.
二十七节。
Acts 8:27.
使徒行传八章二十七节。
And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, was Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship.
二十七节，腓力就起身去了。不料有一个埃提阿伯，即古实人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
Now there's a thousand years between Solomon and Christ.
那在所罗门王与基督降临之后呢，大概有一千年的历史。
But it would appear that the impact of Solomon.Was such that the Ethiopians were still coming to Jerusalem to worship the God of Solomon, even 1,000 years later.
那就可以看见呢，那因为所罗门的原因呢，在一千年以后，我们还是能够看见古实人或者是埃提阿伯人呢，还是会来耶路撒冷礼拜。
And so we see how the wisdom of Solomon had led to the word of God going to a different place.
那我们看到呢，所罗门王呢，借着他的智慧呢，使到福音呢都传到就是其他国家去。
Now when we go back to 1 Kings 10, the rest of the chapter actually sets out in great detail about the wealth of Solomon.
那在列王记上十章呢也提到了所罗门的荣华。
And what it does is it confirms and all the fulfillment of the promise of God to him.
那这里呢就是向神来把他应许给所罗门的来都应允了。
That we know that God had told him that apart from wisdom, he would give him great help, wealth.
那神就应允他说，他所求的智慧呢，他也会把这些荣华来赏赐给他。
And so we can look, for example, at verse 14 and 15.
我们看十四和十五节。
First Kings 10, verse 14 and 15.
列王记上十章十四十五节。
It says, the weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold, Besides that, from the traveling merchants, from the income of traders, from all the kings of Arabia, and from the governors of the country.
十四节，所罗门每年所得的金子共有666他连的，另外还有商人和杂族的诸王，就是这些阿拉伯与国中的省长所进的金子。
And we're told in verse 23,
23节,
that he surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom.
所罗门王的财宝与智慧胜过天下的列王。
And the fulfillment of the promise of God shows that God is true.
那神的应许的应验呢，来显出神是真的。
And that he's true to those who have their hearts towards him.
那些以真心来待神的人呢，神将以真心来待他。
And so I thought, okay, we understand the story of Solomon and we believe it, but how does it benefit us?
那我们可能想说呢，那所罗门王来相信神，那信靠神的，那对我们来说这是有什么联系的呢？
It benefits us because we should pursue wisdom.
那是告诉我们说我们必须要来追求智慧。
Because wisdom is actually tied to the fear of God.
那因为智慧呢是与敬畏神的是息息相关的。
We've all been told that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
因为我们知道呢，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
But for us, wisdom has come to us because of the Spirit of God.
那是对我们来说呢，那因为神的灵呢，所以呢，神将他的智慧赐给我们。
And the Scripture actually says that a greater than Solomon came into the world.
那圣经也告诉我们呢，有一位是会比所罗门更大的会将要来到世上。
That is one who's greater in wisdom than Solomon.
那就是比所罗门王更有智慧的。
And we can look at Luke chapter 11.
我们看路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Verse 31.
31节。
The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
31节，当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看哪，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
And so we can tell you from this, those who listen to Christ actually, those who listen to Christ hear the wisdom of God.
那些听从基督的话是知道神的智慧的。
But more than that, they are given the wisdom of God.
那他们也被赐予从神来的智慧。
Because Christ has come to us.He comes to us with the wisdom, the honor, and the wealth of God.
那因为基督已经来到这世上了，他就带着智慧
the wisdom, honor, and wealth.
那就是智慧还有这样的荣华来到世上。
The problem sometimes is that we interpret these things materially.
可是有时候呢，我们可能会以物质的事情呢来看待。
And so when he talks of wealth, I think we want to be millionaires or billionaires.
那可能我们提到了财富的时候，可能会想到说我们可能是一个亿万富翁，是百万富翁。
But ours is the spiritual and everlasting wealth that we've been given.
那可是我们所有的荣华呢，所得到的荣华是一个不朽坏的。
Because the material wealth actually is not long-lasting.
那因为是物质上的荣华呢，是有一天会过去。
And that's what we're told to pursue spiritual wisdom.
那所以呢，我们必须要来追求属灵的智慧。
We look at Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 16 to 18.
16到18节。
Oh yes, that's right. It says Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
十六节，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And so for us, in addition to the fact that we have to live in the world, the most important thing is the spiritual wisdom that we've been given.
所以即使我们要活在这世上当中呢，可是我们最重要的是我们必须要来追求神所赐给我们的智慧。
And the riches thatGod has also given to us.
还有就是追求神所要赐给我们的这样的荣华。
What are these riches?
那这些是什么呢？
To know the peace of God.
那就是知道神的平安。
Yeah, because our time in this world is actually very short.
那我们知道我们在世上的日子是非常短暂的。
And we've been assured of God of the peace that we are part of Him.
那是可是我们借着我们神所赐给我们的平安呢，能够知道我们是属神的。
And therefore we do not need to fear what is to come.
那所以我们对未来我们所未知的事呢，不需要感到害怕。
And we live with hope in our hearts, knowing what is to come.
那我们因着盼望而活呢，所以我们知道我们所要面对的是什么。
And where is your hope otherwise as to what happens once your time on the earth is finished?
那因为我们知道呢，如果我们没有这样的盼望的话，我们这个世上短暂的日子呢，我们也不知道要如何而活。
But we're given joy by God.
那我们也有就从神来的这样的喜悦。
And this comes from the presence of the Spirit of God.
那这样的喜乐呢，是从神的灵而来。
I know sometimes that the world can look to overwhelm you with its challenges and its complexities.
那我们知道世上的这些困难呢，可能会对我们来说是。我们会感到非常的困惑。
But you use the Spirit of God to resist this, the darkness and being overcome.
那我们依靠神的灵呢，使我们能够来胜过这世上的黑暗。
And try to be happy because of the presence of God.
那因为有神与我们同在呢，所以我们能够感到喜乐。
Yeah, ours is not one of walking around being morose or unhappy.
那否则的话，我们可能在日常生活当中会可能会显出我们这样的悲哀。
Being constantly anxious.
那我们会常常的感到呢，我们非常的焦虑。
And always worrying that the world is going to fall on our heads.
那可能会觉得说，那世上一切事情呢，不如我们的意。
We have been given knowledge of God.
因为我们有神的智慧。
And it's important, therefore, that we use it to live.
那所以呢，我们必须要依靠神赐给我们的。智慧而来活。
We've been given wisdom by God.
那因为我们有神来的智慧。
A wisdom that we're told actually surpasses the wisdom of Solomon.
那因为从神来的智慧呢，会超越所罗门王的智慧。
Because it's Christ in all of us.
那因为呢，是基督活在我们心里。
And this is what I took from this particular chapter.
所以我是这是我从能够从列王记上十章所学习到的教训。